I'm her younger half-sister.
Okay.
We share moms.
How old were you when this happened in 1991?
I was 4.
And I imagine that at that age, your memory is probably a bit spotty. Can you tell me what you remember of the incident when it happened?
I remember the morning she left. I don't remember if I was in school yet or not, or if I think I went in later than she did. And I was in my playroom on the second floor, which looked out, to our backyard in the alley. And I remember it snowing and, her leaving, to go to school. And for whatever reason, I was just looking out the window at her. The next thing that I remember is later that day, a few of my mom's real good close friends, like my parents' close friends were over, and my mom was crying a lot, and I just really couldn't understand what the issue was. I knew it had something to do with her, but I really didn't understand what was going on. And we had some more friends come over, and eventually they had rearranged our dining room and had tons of chairs everywhere, and there was a lot of people there. And of course, as a 4-year-old, my instincts came out as to wanting to show off. And I remember drawing this picture, and I was really proud of it, and I really wanted to show everyone. And you know, everyone just kind of dismissed it. Oh, okay, go in the playrooms. We're busy right now. And I just remember getting really upset because I just did not know what was going on, and my mom kept crying, and no one was paying attention to me. And then the only thing that I remember after that is her funeral. So, those are the three major things that I remember about her, disappearance and murder.
What of the funeral do you remember?
I remember looking at her in the casket, and, I was really excited to see, you know, friends of the family and the detectives and her, I believe it's her stepbrother, Flip, I was always really fond of. He was there, and just seeing a lot of people that I don't see a lot. So it was nice to be around all these family and friends, but I remember seeing her in the casket and, you know, being really sad, but still not fully understanding everything either.
Growing up, I'm sure, and I know that your family has obviously grieved heavily for her loss and probably continues to grieve. And this, the execution that's slated to happen for tomorrow night, I'm sure just completely reopens the wound. How has it been, sort of, you know, coming from that age, whenever you were little, and growing up with her memory, and also growing up with the heaviness of the grieving of her loss?
Well, this whole journey has consumed the majority of my life. So I grew up with a mom who was very, very overprotective when we were younger, and very fearful of everything that was going on. But it also brought my mom, became a great Christian woman on top of it, and really led our family to a better moral standing and religious standing and everything. So, I mean, there have been small blessings since, you know, because of all of this. But it's just, with the execution, I hate to call it closure, because it was never really, I never really knew her enough that I feel like the execution would give me that closure, as far as maybe it would for my mom or my dad or my older sister. But more of just like the end of a journey that I've lived, basically. You know, every time she would get brought up, majority of the time my mom would break out in tears, and it's just something you had to get used to, that if you brought up Lissy's name or brought up anything to do with it, it was going to break Mom down. So, and it probably always will, but I see it more of a just the end of a chapter, and maybe finally we can, when we talk about it, we don't necessarily have to, you know, maybe cry so much or be so sad about it, but just, I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does. I think that on your Facebook page it said you're a counselor. Are you into counseling?
I originally started school for youth and family counseling, and finishing my associate's in psychology right now, and then we'll finish my bachelor's in deaf education. So I originally started off with youth and family counseling and did a lot of internships working with abused and battered and, you know, children that are in homes or in foster care, stuff like that.
Do you feel like studying that field has kind of helped you gain a better perspective on your own family's situation, or do you feel like your situation contributed to you seeking out that field of interest?
I really don't know if it if my situation helped with my choice. I guess my heart just kind of broke for not your everyday average kids. That I guess if it did anything, I saw that there's this vicious cycle in life where it's very much so how you're raised and who you're with and, you know, the good people in your life and the bad people in your life. And, if you're abused and you're beaten, the chances of you abusing and beating your children are, you know, greater than they would if you weren't. And I just really wanted to try to at least break that cycle a little bit, give them a little outside look into that they had options. They didn't have to grow up the way they grew up. You know what I mean? And I don't know if Alyssa's story has helped me with that or not, or has led me to that or not. I couldn't really pinpoint in on that, but maybe seeing the hurt and knowing Martin Link's story a little bit and everything, you really just want the evil in people to end, you know?
And I don't know his story. Was he the victim of abuse?
From what I understand, supposedly he was. I would not quote me on this, but from what I've understood, his mom was a part-time prostitute, and his dad seemed like a good guy, but he just was didn't really grow up in your everyday average home and struggled with a lot. So
do you think with the career path that you've chosen, do you believe that people who have a rough beginning to life and maybe aren't given a fair shake, do you feel like they're rehabable or treatable, or do you think that there's some inherent propensity to repeat that cycle?
Well, I guess that kind of brings up the question, nature versus nurture. And I think it's a little bit of both. I definitely think everyone has the chance or the opportunity to, at some point, to kind of step back and know the path that they're going and choose the alternate route. And, or at least see that that's not the way they want to live just because they had to go through it. That's not the way they want to live either. You know, there's probably a lot of psychological stuff in there where they almost can't help it. You know, I don't know what Martin Link's attraction to young girls was, because I know that a lot of his other victims were younger girls as well. And I don't know what happened in his life that made them his primary target. But I definitely think it's both. It's nature and nurture. You know, there's definitely a chance of rehab for an individual to get them on the right path.
What have you done to psychologically prepare to watch him die tomorrow?
I think, like I mentioned earlier, that just to know that this is the end of a really long journey, and though I'm not going for vengeance or revenge, and you know, I'm not going because of hatred, but I think I've just been telling myself that it's justice being served. We knew this was going to happen eventually. I originally wasn't going to go, but when I found out the rest of my family was going, I wanted to be there with them. So, I guess I just want to be there with my family so we can all just kind of experience the closing of this book, so to speak. And just kind of dealing with that from there on out.
Going back to, you know, like I mentioned, I found you on the Facebook forum. One of her classmates said that she remembered her being very soft-spoken and kind of a fragile being. Is that how you remember her?
I have a handful of memories of Alyssa, and one of the most vivid is she loved taking care of my little brother, who was maybe a little over a year at the time. And she'd carry him around all the time. She'd always she had a motherly kind of demeanor. Always wanted to take care of me and my brother because we were the youngest out of all six of the children. And I remember her coming into my bedroom a lot, and she'd always read to me and, you know, help me brush my hair or make sure I was tucked in. And I remember, you know, just it being her being so much different than my other sister, who, you know, just went to bed or did her own thing. She was, you know, 13 at the time, I think, so she was just being a teenager, whereas Lissy was very much so wanted to be the caretaker of me and Jake, my younger brother. So from what I remember, she was very sweet and very, very motherly, and you always wanted to sit on her lap, or she always wanted you to sit on her lap. So
after this, whenever I spoke to Gary earlier, he said this, the execution, and he said the same thing as you did, is that it's not vengeful and it's not revenge. It's just the final step of justice being served. And also he echoed your sentiment that, you know, it's just part of the process. And he also said that, you know, closure is kind of a cliched term, but that really that epitomizes what this is. It's the end of a long journey of grieving for your entire family. After this, how do you feel like, how will it change how you commemorate her life? And what will you do personally to celebrate her being and remember her and kind of celebrate the good things?
I really don't know how I'll feel when it's over. I guess I'm kind of expecting you know, almost like a weight lifted off or a cloud to dissipate, whatever, and maybe that's romanticizing it, I don't know, but it's just, even though I feel that we've moved on as a family, and have grieved, there was always that fact that we knew he was still there. And, you know, still appealing and still fighting against his sentence. And so maybe, you know, knowing that there's no more fight, that it is what it is, and it's, you know, we can carry on, maybe things will be easier for us to celebrate her life. Because so much of what I know of my sister, because I was so young, is this horrible story, you know, is this horrible happening. And a few weeks ago, we had a lunch with the detectives, and my mom had mentioned something about having some home videos of Lissy and maybe getting those out. And I don't think I even remember watching a home video of Alyssa, to be honest, just because of, you know, the time period it was, and not maybe not having a video camera at the time, or maybe towards the end of her life. I'm not really sure, but that's one thing that I really am pushing my mom, that I'd like to, you know, see her living again, see her in action, see her face-to-face, because it's very hard to remember that when all you are remembering and all you're talking about is her death. So probably in the next few days, we'll try to get together with my family and maybe relive Alyssa being alive again.
Frequently it happens in Missouri that something happens. You know, of course, there's the whole process where there are appeals. The governor takes all the situations into consideration. And a lot of times the executions do not happen as planned. Have you mentally braced yourself for the fact that this might not happen? And, you know, if so, then what's your next step? I mean, do you just kind of hang on for the next part of the process?
I guess I haven't really put too much thought into it, because I was just so focused on being prepared for it to happen. From what I understand from talking with, you know, the detectives and everything that worked on the case, the governor had the opportunity to do that, to stop it, and decided to continue it, from what I understand. If it doesn't happen, I'm not really sure how I'd react. I think at this point, with everything that's gone on, with hearing about his appeals and the fact that it's been, you know, 16 years, you almost get kind of numb to the thought, well, you know, I guess we'll just wait a little longer. I don't really know if it would affect me as much as it should, just because it's been that way for so long. So, I mean, I guess I'll just deal with that one if it happens.